As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Nashville on the Coast, a 5-day songwriters festival at various venues throughout Orange County, is now in its fourth year. This festival, which is a benefit for Honor Flight Southland, which flies local veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials and monuments in their honor, has grown from 3 songwriters in its first year to over 40 writers this year. Here to tell us more is Darren DeLeon, co-founder of Nashville on the Coast, and Dan Franklin and Stephanie Wall. You might know them as Franklin Wall, one of the performers who will be participating in this event. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.
Thank you, Pepper. It's been great to have you as part of our team and part of our family. So thank you.
Well, I'm really excited for Nashville on the Coast this year. Tell us exactly what is Nashville on the Coast.
So Nashville on the Coast, it's not a band. It's not a concert. It's listening to the words of the artists, the songwriters, getting their words, letting them tell their stories, and then playing their song for you. So it's more of a listening type event than anything else.
How did this event come to be?
Drinking.
Like any good country event, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad Darren went over these answers beforehand.
No, I used to live in Mississippi years ago, and one of my sons, once we moved back here, he graduated from high school and said he's going to go back to Ole Miss. Well, living in Ole Miss, you go to Ole Miss football games, tailgate at the Grove. It's listed as the number one tailgate school in the nation. So when he said he was going back, I made some phone calls to some of my friends that I used to tailgate with. A lot of them are executives from Nashville. And they're like, oh, great, Darren. Can't wait to have you back. Well, one of the games that we went back to, one of the executives like, Darren, I want to introduce you to my new artist. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. So he started telling me about his music, his songs. He was from Georgia, and I told him that one of the things I do out here in California is I run the summer concerts at the pier at Seal Beach. And when I said that, his eyes just got huge, and he's like, I'd love to get my stories and my songs out to California. So we had a couple more shots and tried to figure out how to bring that and make that happen. And as you can see, it's starting to happen slowly over the years.
How long has Nashville on the Coast been around now?
This will be our fourth year. And before we started it, we contacted NSAI, who has the largest songwriter festival in the world. That just happened. I was out there for that. They have a 5-day event just like us. Each of their venues has 2 shows a night, and they have over 40 songwriters. But that's 33 years of business for them. And hopefully eventually with artists like Stephanie and Dan and telling their stories, we can eventually get there someday.
What is your vision for Nashville on the Coast?
These songwriters have some great stories to tell. And I know these two just put out a new song, so listen up for that, Franklin Wall. It's going to be great because that is our vision, bringing them together, letting them meet each other. Over the years, they've met some great songwriters from across the country that come out and meet us and play with us. And that's what it's about. The vision is about songwriters, their songs, their stories, and just making a community And like we like to say it, it's the family.
Are tickets required for this event? And like, how is this event funded?
This is a free event. We go out and get community support. We have sponsors like BMI, like the Chamber of Commerce in Seal Beach, the Chamber of Commerce in Los Alamitos, different corporations throughout the area that'll put money up to help support this because they believe in what we're doing. And that's how it's sponsored. We do like to get donations because, as you said earlier, we are supporting the veterans. We are giving back to the Honor Flight Southland. And in order to do that, we do accept donations. We'll have merch out there. And anything that is above and beyond will go to the veterans.
Tell us more about Honor Flight Southland.
There's different organizations throughout the country running Honor Flight. Honor Flight Southland is based locally here in the IE, Orange County, different local areas. And what they do is they take war veterans to Washington, D.C. for a weekend out there to honor them at their memorials, to honor them at Arlington, let them see the different things. A lot of people that came back from war were not honored. And it's a great event. Each trip, they have one coming up. Each trip, they take about 35 war veterans. And each of them has a guardian with them. So there's about 85 people on the trip that they go out there and they spend the whole weekend. They leave Friday and they come back Sunday night. And it's just an amazing event to go watch. This year, we're looking to have one of our songwriters take his father. Mm-hmm. And we're going to follow them with cameras and let them tell the story of what they're going to be doing out there. So it's going to be nice.
I've heard that this ends up being a life-changing trip for some of these veterans. How can someone sponsor or donate to Nashville on the Coast?
So we have our website, so you can go on our website and sponsor and donate. What we'd love to do is have everybody come to see these songwriters. So they're not only sponsoring or doing things like that, they come to the event itself, listen to the great songs, and then sponsor there.
When is Nashville on the Coast happening this year?
This year, it's April 30th through May the 4th, and it'll be in five different venues, one of the venues each day.
And how can people find out more about Nashville on the Coast?
The best way to do it is to follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We're going to be posting things constantly now. We're going to have beautiful pictures of the beautiful songwriters.
Well, thank you.
But yeah,
talk
so follow us.
Oh yeah, he meant me. Okay.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We do have a website, which is NashvilleOnTheCoast.com, to find out more about the events.
I'm speaking with Darren DeLeon, co-founder of Nashville on the Coast, and Dan Franklin and Stephanie Wall, who together make up a duo called Franklin Wall. Tell us about your band.
Our band.
Wow.
Was kind of born 12 years ago when we started singing together at Disney, actually. And we've been friends ever since. But then during COVID, we realized we'd never written together. And, you know, everything was shut down and we didn't really have too many creative outlets. And we decided, you know, he toured with Leon Rimes back in the day. And we have all this country music and country blood in us that we just decided to start writing. And it was obviously a country project. And that's when Franklin Wall was born. And we tried to find other band names. We tried to think of something cool. We're like, what if we call it, like, you know, what's a cool country band name? Velvet Roses. Like, no, that's cheesy. Like, we're like, well, let's just do our last names real quick. Let's just do our last names and then we'll figure out a cooler name later. And then people were like,
everybody loved it. They thought it sounded like a Civil War battleground or something like that.
They're like, keep it. So we're like, all right.
The Battle of Franklin Wall.
Yeah. Which, let's be honest, sometimes it is.
So, well, explain that, because anyone who has seen you on stage notices that there's some chemistry going on.
Yeah, you could say that.
After a decade of friendship, you know, you start writing. I got divorced, he got divorced, and writing music, obviously you get real vulnerable and stuff starts to change. And then it was all of a sudden it was like, this is different now, isn't it? And we started dating 2 years ago. And so it's been, you know, we have a, you know, a whole decade of friendship there and playing music together and then now writing and now getting to be together as a couple. It's really cool.
What does being part of Nashville on the Coast mean to you?
You know, it's really great because sometimes when you're an artist and you're writing all these songs, it can be really nebulous because you've got all these stories that you want to tell. You sit down with your guitar, you write these songs, you get them recorded, and there's a big now what? You know, you've got them out on Spotify, but there's no real sense of community. There's nothing else going on. And that's what Nashville on the Coast does. They step in and they create this atmosphere where all these artists can meet each other. They can talk about different shows. They can write songs together, whatever it is. You know, you need people like that to come alongside the creatives and to build infrastructure for these people that would otherwise just be sitting in their apartment eating ramen.
Yeah, and for me, Nashville on the Coast is really about that community of songwriters that does exist and is trying to flourish out here, but doesn't necessarily have the platform for it. There's so many incredible songwriters and stories being told out here, but because it's not based in Nashville, people kind of brush it off. So the fact that there is a platform of people saying, hey, you know, there's amazing stories being told, and not in some chintzy LA way, like we're really like legitimate country music, just having that brand, that stamp on there, and someone else going, hey, check it out, it means the world to independent artists like us.
You can't help where you're born. And there's just this kind of stigma in the country community of, oh, you're from California. It's like, well, yeah, so is Dwight
Yoakam.
So is Buck
Owens, yeah.
Get over it,
man.
Come
on now, yeah.
It's country. It's not country except California.
Yeah.
I've noticed, having been to a couple of events that really feature local singer-songwriters and artists from Southern California, that there really is like a camaraderie and a community.
Yeah.
It feels like a family.
Absolutely. Well, you look after each other, too. My thing and the thing with the Nashville on the Coast artists is there's room for everybody at the table. Everybody has their different brand of country music, and there's a space for everybody. It doesn't just have to be old school bluegrass. It doesn't just have to be new school with drop beats. There's a place for everybody at the table. We're all just trying to tell stories, and there's so many flavors of country music, and there's a space for all of it. Mm-hmm. No one's getting edged out, and we really do love each other. Like, I love Kylie Trout. I love Presley Tennant. Like, they're my girls.
Yeah, you know, we're always trying to get out to their shows.
Yes, and some people would think, oh, another blonde female artist. No, that's my sister. No, we look after each other. And Darren and Nashville on the Coast really does foster that community and that sense of family to build each other up. It's not competitive. It's so supportive.
Yeah.
So the first time I met these two.
Oh, boy, here we go. There might have been whiskey involved. I don't know what I do, what I say.
There probably was. Tom Giordano and myself, Tom is one of our Nashville on the Coast co-founders. We were at Writers Round OC, and I believe we were there to see Kylie.
That's the night we met Kylie.
Kylie Trout, yeah.
So we went to go support Kylie, and we're sitting there, and Ron, who ran Writers Round OC, introduced us as Nashville on the Coast. Well, this one over here whips her big blonde hair around. And she goes, you're Nashville on the Coast.
Because I was following y'all already. I had seen it. And I was like, these people are doing something cool. I want to meet them because this is cool and special. And this is a community. And this is cool. And I wanted to meet y'all. And then so that was a divine appointment.
And then we've been family ever since.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely ever since. And didn't we sing that night? Didn't we play?
Yeah, they did leave in the middle of our set, for what it's worth.
You're such a brat.
But he came up to us. I remember you had to leave early. But you're like, hey, we're going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got your information. Yeah.
We got drawn to sing that night.
There was you guys weren't scheduled.
We weren't scheduled. They picked our name out of a hat. And so we're like, okay. And we did what's on Spotify. It's called Hell's Coming With Me. It's a Tombstone reference. And it's a barn burner. It's like Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. It's like that. It's just a go get 'em song. So we did that one. And then you came up and you were like, we got to talk later.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up chatting. And yeah, that's the story of how we got involved with Nashville on the Coast was that night.
Yeah.
That was a great night.
Yeah.
Now you've got a song out called The Life You Thought You Had. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a song that we co-wrote with an old friend of mine, Stephen McClintock, who has written big hits for all kinds of people, from Aaron Tippin to Tiffany to Shiny Toy Guns. And he's just a really, really sweet guy. And he does a lot of work with veterans, with Wounded Warrior Project and other things. And we were trying to come up with a bunch of tunes. We invited him over, and Stephanie had this journal. You had this idea tucked in there that he fell in love with.
Well, we had this idea about, do you ever mourn the loss of the life you thought you signed up for, of the dream you thought you signed up for, the job and the retirement you thought you signed up for, the marriage you thought you signed up for, and maybe it didn't work out by no fault of your own, but something happened. And do you ever mourn the loss of having to let go of that? And that's, and Stephen looked at me and said, that's the song. And so we just started, and we wrote it in like under 2 hours. It was just, it just kind of happened, because I feel like it's a song that we all needed to write, and that we knew people were going to need to hear for healing. So that was a blessing to write that with him. And veteran causes are close to my heart. I mean, my dad is a Navy vet. He was a CB stationed in Da Nang in Vietnam. And he came home to boos. And I'll get emotional. He came home to people booing him off the airplane. So veteran causes, like the Honor Flights, like Wounded Warrior Project, it's so close to my heart, because the Vietnam vets got nothing, and they still get so little. So honoring those people is a huge deal for me. And getting to write this song with Steven, who works with them so closely as well, was a huge win for my heart, really.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but Steven wrote the theme songs to the Jetsons.
What a legend. What an icon. You know, and that's my catchphrase when I like, when something's awkward, I do it to the Jetsons tune. Like, it's a four-note sequence, and I use it all the time. He's an icon. He is in my daily life, not definitely only in Life the Thought You Had, but in me quoting the Jetsons song.
There you go. And it's streaming everywhere if people want to go check it out.
What else is going on in your career?
So much. You know, we've just been kind of looking at our career over the years and how things have just been, every single year, it's been basically doubling for us, which has been great.
Thank God.
It all started out like so small and playing little shows. And mm-hmm. we went to the House of Blues to see the California Country Christmas that first year, not as a performer, just to go check it out. And she was like, we're playing here next year. And sure enough, like, it just came around. And like she said before, the community has been so welcoming.
Well, yeah, Daniel Bonte and Tina Schultz and the people that mm-hmm. no one is trying to edge anybody out.
No.
If you're here with the right heart and good work and you're willing to work hard, the community welcomes you with open arms. And they did, you know, and we played the show the next year because they were so on board with just welcoming us into the California country community.
Yeah. So since then, we've opened for Ty Herndon, obviously Presley Tennant, Ben Gallagher, Carter Winter. And we're talking about, it hasn't been announced yet, but there's somebody big that we might be opening for this summertime.
Summer, yeah.
I don't think we can say it yet.
Not announced yet. I don't think we can. But it'll be a fun weekend event, and we get to open for a really cool 90s country artist that I love. So, yeah, it'll be cool.
And I'll say this about Franklin Wall, too. You two are a duo who people want to cheer for. Like, we want to see you do well. So I think it was probably pretty easy for the songwriting community to, like, welcome you in to the family.
Thank you for saying that. I mean, we just fell in love. Well, yeah, with each other and with the community. Obviously, I adore you and I have so much fun. We get to have our chats, our awesome girl chats. But they really, like, we just kind of came in humbly and not trying to be like, you know, not like a raging bull in a china shop. We came in just being like, hey, can we play? Can we play in the sandbox? You know, and they were, I think that was part of it, you know, with them being like, yeah, get in here, you know, and we just, and then God blessed Aaron just giving us the sandbox to play in.
Well, that's what we love about you guys. It's your personality. It's, you've got great music, great stories, but it's your personalities. You guys are down to earth. You're there for everybody. You reach out. You said something about the community we have here in Southern California. We have JT Harker's playing with us this year. Yep. He does a lot with the community.
Awesome.
Great guy.
You also mentioned Daniel Bonte. He'll be with us Sunday night on the 4th. So we're just making this community a lot better, a lot closer, a lot stronger.
Yeah.
So we can work together and just have a great time.
Yeah.
Support independent artists and get these stories told.
Yeah, and we love being involved with that. You know, we did an event recently with Beer Garden in Huntington Beach where we did a fire relief show. And
for the LA fire victims.
I think K-Frog was involved with that as well.
Yeah,
and
you
we
hugely were.
We were kind
of
the host of that, and we got to call our friends and have them come do their music. And
everybody showed up for nothing.
Everybody showed up. People drove up from $13,000 for that.
For $0. They drove up from San Diego. They drove out from Redlands. They drove out because they just wanted to help raise some money for these LA fire victims and to help support. And with the aid of Beer Garden and K-Frog and UPepper really trying to get the word out there, we were able to raise $13,000 for the victims, which, what a blessing, right? And that's the power of community, though. And that's why, again, like, showing up, being present in the community, it's so important. Because, look, big things can happen. You can really help people when you just stick together.
I've been speaking with Darren DeLeon, co-founder of Nashville on the Coast, and Dan Franklin and Stephanie Wall, who make up the duo Franklin Wall. Nashville on the Coast takes place April 30th through May 4th at various venues throughout Orange County. Anything else you want us to know?
Just come out and support these songwriters. Come out and support what they do. Come out and support the veterans. Like I said, it is a free event, but if anybody's able to donate, it would be appreciated to help the veterans and get things going like that. But let's just have a great week that week, and looking forward to having you there, Pepper, on Sunday night. You just make things even that much better, so we appreciate you.
Well, it is always a pleasure to attend this event. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you like country music at all, and if you like beer or whiskey or whatever and hanging out
or frozen slushies.
Oh, I'm a sucker for a froze. I am. I'm not going to lie to you about it. I am. But yeah, if you like country music and you want to hear some original new stuff, get out here. We're having a good time together. I know we're talking about serious stuff, but it's a blast. We all get together at these amazing venues and we tell the stories, we sing the songs, and we laugh and we do a shot together. And it's a good hang. So if that's your jam, I'll see y'all on the May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st.
I'll see you on the 1st.
Hey, Dan, didn't you just say something about me bringing up the alcohol?
Listen, I got a whole agenda.
I never need to worry about it with
this
one.
I got my priorities. Don't judge me.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll see you at Nashville on the Coast.
Love you. Girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pepper.